Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, welcome back to the show. I want to talk about belief. And this, I'm telling you what, you need to hear this message again. Like, I think every single podcast I'm going to talk about belief, mindset. This is where it's all one. You want to win? You got to get the mindset tight. I want to talk about that today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast. And your boy who left the job May 6, 2005, 15 years ago, said no thank you to the six-figure job. No thank you to the stock options. No thank you to the health insurance. Went out with two kids under the age of five and another one on the way that year. Stupidest thing ever. I mean, just think about everything. That's crazy. That's dumb. And it worked out so far. I mean, look, man, I'm battling just like you are, always trying to add value, always trying to improve the lives of others. But hey, 15 years without cashing a paycheck. Oh, I'm sorry. I went bankrupt, had to go back to the job for 18 months. So let's say 13 years without having to cash a paycheck. It's all right. We're doing all right. Still the connoisseur of all red wines under $9. And I'm loving that kind of life. And I want to talk about you and what you believe. So here, listen to this statement. And if you get nothing else, just listen to this statement from just this podcast, this next 10 seconds, okay? I don't care if you zone out the rest of the podcast. Well, I would love to have you stay engaged for the full 10 minutes or so, but I really need you to pay attention to this sentence right here. It doesn't matter what is true. What matters is what you believe is true. You understand that? It doesn't matter what's true. What matters is what you believe is true. So let me give you an example. And a real life one with just kind of a hypothetical baked in as well. Let's assume two people set out to become professional speakers. All right. All things equal. All right. Neither one has an advantage over the other. Everything's equal. Just put it this way. Neither one of them have any speaking experience. They have no connections. There's nothing better going on in either one of their lives, okay? Male, female, doesn't matter. Okay, two people, two human beings going out, setting off to be a professional speaker, okay? One person has zero belief in themselves, okay? They're sketchy, they're shaky, their mindset's not right, they think the deck is stacked against them, they don't think that they can do it. And, you know, they Google and see all these other speakers. Their mind goes crazy in the opposite direction, okay? And the other person thinks, hey, I may not know anything right now, but I'll tell you one thing. I have an incredible message, and I'm going to change the world. I believe that I'm one of the top messengers on the planet. Okay, that's dangerous, man. Like, that's dangerous in a really good way. And I'll tell you why that's really dangerous is because that second person, that was me. But that first person, that's kind of how I started out. I kind of started out being, oh, geez. But then I started looking at other people, and it just, I don't know why. I had no, other than just having an incredible amount of faith, there was nothing reasonable about the way I approached this whole entrepreneurial journey, this second career, whatever you want to call it, that I was able to launch. And I think that's a word, because there's reasonable and then there's unreasonable. And I think when you become unreasonable, you are not as uncomfortable. You know, remember, you know, the saying is everything great happens outside your comfort zone. I believe that, but you're only uncomfortable for just a short period of time. It's not like you're always uncomfortable. You know, if you were to walk into a room of people and you're like, look, I'm an introvert. I mean, what? Yeah. I go to speak at live events. I spend most of the time in my room. It's not that I don't like crowds of people. I enjoy it, but I'm not, I think what it boils down to, I'm not that fake guy. I'm not like Johnny Networker that can walk into a room of people and be, hey, hi, who, hey. Yeah. I like authentic relationships with people. Like if you and I are going to have a conversation, and I say, hey, how you doing? I really want to know how you're doing. You know, it's not just a phrase I say. Like, hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Oh, I really want to know, but I don't want to know. I can't. It's not even possible. It's not human to care that much about every single person in a room of 200 people. You could never get through the evening, you know? So it kind of freaks me out because when people come up to me at events and stuff and they want to chat, I want to chat with them. Like, I would love to know, especially people that are just, you know, that vibe, that energy. And let me tell you something. If you really want to have a successful career and you want to have a successful life, ask yourself this question. Does the energy level go up or down when you leave the room? Okay? Because if you're somebody that goes in with that negative energy and always, you know, your problems and this is going wrong, people aren't going to want to, they're going to avoid you like the plague, you know? But if you're somebody that comes in and you're not fake about it, like, oh, hey, no, but you're cool. You just say, hey, what's up? Oh, I'm doing great, man. You know, it's been a challenging week, but here's what I found, a couple solutions I got working on, the problems that I got, things like that. People dig that, man, you know? So, yeah, I'm an introvert. I go to live events and it's uncomfortable, but it's not uncomfortable forever. When I walk into a room, it's not like I sit in the room and always like, oh my God, I'm a wallflower. No, the tension goes down for me. And if you're like that as well, it's not. So once you do something for the first time, you're not uncomfortable. It gets easier. You know what I mean? Like, I remember 7 years ago, we got season passes to Kings Island. Me, the kid, it's summer of 2013 was amazing. Greatest summer ever. Traveled back to our summer home in Springville, New York. And if we weren't there, we spent every day at Kings Island because we live 10 minutes from there, you know? And so we drive to Kings Island, 9:30 in the morning. We had the gold pass. We'd ride the rides first. We'd go till, you know, we had our lunch pass included. So we'd eat lunch there. And we'd be home by noon every day. Some people plan their entire summer around Kings Island Amusement Park. And it's located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, in Mason. And we had the just unbelievable privilege of having that in our backyard. We went every day, you know, for 2 hours every single day. And I got over my fear of roller coasters, you know, and I took like the baby coaster at first, which was really uncomfortable for me. I just had this fear of roller coasters. And if you were following me on social media back in 2013, you were seeing me. I was in the front seat of Diamondback, where it drops like 100 feet in a split second. I mean, it's crazy. I rode Diamondback 27 times one day because I went by myself like the last day of the year, sometime in September. And I remember, I just was by myself. The kids had something going on. Ange took the kids. My wife took the kids to do something. So I bought one of those fast lane passes where you go to the front of the line. I rode Diamondback 27 times the roller coaster. You think I had a fear? No, I was, you know, I knew right where the cameras were. By the end of the summer, I knew right where every camera was. I rode every ride at Kings Island, every roller coaster, and I would pose for those cameras, you know, and everybody's screaming. But when the summer started, I couldn't even get in the backseat of a roller coaster. Like, I was so petrified. And that's what it means to be uncomfortable and then to gain a comfort level. And those two people that start out with that speaking career, one believes that they have an incredible message. They just are not quite sure yet how to. It's just basically just a technical thing. And we all know that everything is figure outable. So if you actually believe, it doesn't matter what's true. What's true is, that person has no experience as a speaker. They have no connections. They have no one's ever paid them a dime. That's true. But what's also true is they believe they have an amazing message and they're going to be one of the greatest speakers to ever walk the face of the earth. That's how I approached it. That's how I approached it. Because what I knew, what I believed to be true, is all that mattered. It didn't matter everything I had going against me. It didn't matter I just filed bankruptcy. It didn't matter I'd become the laughing stock of all my friends. I'd be like, whoa, Saturday is Saturday. It feels like Monday. But none of that mattered. Only thing that mattered was what I believed. And that's what matters in your life. It doesn't matter what is happening right. What matters is what you believe to be true. So don't argue for your limitations or you will own every darn one of them. Listen, all right, this is such a powerful episode. You've got to understand this, that if you're going to sit around and you're going to take inventory of everything that you've got going against you, whatever that looks like. For some, you got $1 million. And I know I work with clients who have $1 million in a 401k, the stock market, something like that. And they're still worried that the bottom's going to fall out or they haven't added enough. They've got all this worry, fear, and anxiety. All right. Whatever you, it doesn't have anything to do with money. Okay. Whatever you believe, that is your reality. Does that make sense? So you can start right now and become one of the greatest to ever do it, or not. But don't get caught in that trap that everybody else does and think, well, let me tell you everything that I know to be true right now. I don't have this. I don't have that. I'm not sure. No, first of all, man, oh, man, oh, man. Are you even listening to yourself? I promise you this much, okay? If you can believe just unreasonably, just think of the most unreasonable assumption about yourself. For me, how the heck would an ex-stutterer with no real formal education, higher education, 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, gave up after 15 years of corporate career that most people would have died for, how would he ever believe that he could find success online when he had no website, okay, no money, no experience, couldn't even attach anything to an email, basically, you know? No idea what a PDF was, no idea what audios were, no idea how to edit any video, nothing like that. Yet, here he is 15 years and running with a podcast. That's what it means to be unreasonable, because I just believed what was in my mind. And it was crazy, man. It was absolute. Looking back on it now, I'm 52 years old. I was 37 at the time. I would tell that 37-year-old even now, I'd be like, hey, go get him, man. And then when we were off the coaching hall, I'd be like, geez Louise, he's a little too confident. That's what I'd be saying about myself. Thank God I wasn't coaching myself back then, because I didn't know what I didn't know. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Sometimes it's not, but sometimes it is, man. What you don't know, you don't have all of those stuff going around in your head. I just figure, what the heck, man? You live once. That was my motto. What the heck, you know? You live once. Why not try to be a speaker? Why not try to be a podcaster? Why not try to make money on the internet that I have no idea? I didn't even have a PayPal account, okay? Why not? I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? Or is it? You tell me. What do you want to do? Live a life of regret? Would you rather regret it when you're 75 years old that you never took the shot? Or would you rather just remember the last episode yesterday I just uploaded? Before you become the master, you got to become the disaster. And are you willing to go through that? You know, not a lot of people are, but I'll tell you, if you're willing to just go through it, and it ain't that bad, you're only uncomfortable one time, and it's only a short season of your life, no matter what happens. Even the worst thing that happens, it's just a season of your life. You bounce back, all right? Woo! Man, that felt good. That was a good show, man. You got to listen to this one. You got to listen to this one over and over and over and over again, because it doesn't matter what is true. All that matters is what you believe is true, all right? Hey, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.